from KQED.
Whether it's making holiday lanterns, decorating the Christmas tree, or lighting the menorah, the winter holidays are mostly about kids. That certainly was true this week at the Jewish Community Center of San Francisco, where Rabbi Eve Ben-Ora led parents and their children in singing one of the first Hanukkah songs Jewish kids learn.
I have a little dreidel. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and sandy,
For me, Hanukkah is really about coming together as family, as community, singing songs, having really good food, being together, thinking about people that we love and are close to, and also that it's very joyous, and especially at this time of year when it's really dark outside, that we get to really celebrate with a lot of light and warmth, and I think that's a very important part of celebrating it.
At a lunchtime celebration of Hanukkah at the community center this week, we asked Jewish seniors for their memories of the holiday from when they were kids.
My name is Rodica Feldman. To be honest with you, I spent my youth, it was during World War II and during the Holocaust, and we really didn't speak about Hanukkah in those days.
It was only later, when she came to the U.S. and had children, that she began to celebrate.
You make a potato latkes with, you know, and you sing, you know, they sing dreidel, 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 and that's it. But I never made it such a big holiday, because I wanted my children to know that they were Jewish and we don't celebrate Christmas, and I wanted them to understand that.
Miriam Alexander. I'm from Germany, Munich.
Like many Jews of her generation, Miriam Alexander's childhood memories include time in a concentration camp.
And I was there from 38 till 45. Lost my parents, lost my sisters. Everybody gone. I tell you something, I don't remember nothing. I was 8 years old, so I don't really remember nothing. But Hanukkah is a happy, happy for children. You make latkes, potato latkes, and applesauce. So that's Hanukkah really to me.
Jacob Atlas. I'm originally from Poland. And in Europe, they are celebrating Hanukkah only for kids. But here, business need a lot of business to buy gifts. So everybody is celebrating.
Paulette Aresti, and I live in San Francisco. I think it's just marvelous that Jewish children can identify and have a little feeling because of the miracle of survival against such odds, and I think that happens now too, and it's a real historic, heroic story.
This year, Hanukkah runs through next Wednesday, including December 25th, when many Jews will observe their own Christmas tradition, catching a good movie and eating some Chinese food.